The floater from five. No, taken by Baker. Got it. Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off the glass. Right in, right in. He hit the shot. He hit the shot.
Well, a very pleasant good afternoon to you, and welcome to LSC Johnson Arena in Moorhead, Kentucky. It's the final game of the regular season, and the Moorhead State Eagles are at home for an OVC contest against Lindenwood. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with Drew Barnett. Besides honoring a handful of players on Senior Day, MSU has plenty to play for, tied for first place in the conference with Little Rock and UT Martin. The Eagles need a victory to maintain their hopes of earning the top seeding in next week's OVC tournament. For last place Lindenwood, it's a chance to play spoiler and end the season with some pride. We're talking with Moorhead State coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes as we continue on the Eagle Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. Moorhead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey-gooey, cheesy, crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh, yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Final game of the regular season for Moorhead State. The Eagles at home to take on Lindenwood. I'm Chuck Mraz, joined by MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, it's been a long road to get here, but it's gone by quickly.
It has, you know, 31 games. You know, it just goes by so fast. You get so locked into the season and the preparation and the next game and all those things. So it's really nice to be here. You know, finishing up at home this year, very special day, you know, honoring the Coach Martin and his teams from 83 and 84, back-to-back champions, 40 years, senior day, obviously. So a lot of really good things going on here today, and hopefully we can add to that with a win.
Want to talk about those seniors. They've meant a lot to this program.
Well, they certainly have, and, you know, it seems like your senior days just continue to grow and grow each and every season over the past 4 or 5 years due to, you know, the extra year of COVID. But we've been extremely blessed with a lot of really good players, a lot of older guys, many of them that, you know, have chosen to spend their last year or 2 year here with us. And so getting a chance to honor those guys is always a really nice, you know, a nice aspect.
As for the game itself, a lot at stake today. You can clinch at least a share of the OVC's regular season title.
Yeah, you know, and we didn't realize that we were looking there in practice yesterday up at the banners, and be the first time of back-to-back regular season champions since in 60 years. And so, you know, it's pretty special to be in considered for that type of award and recognition. And so our guys know what's at stake here, and they're excited for the opportunity.
Well, Drew Fellwell had to sit out the last game with that injured wrist. Your starting point guard, sure to be an all-OVC player. What's the situation for today?
Yeah, you know, well, first of all, I appreciate we got a lot of people that were praying for him, and those prayers really worked. And so there was nothing seriously done there from an MRI or an X-ray standpoint, and he's feeling a lot better here today. Went through a workout, some practice yesterday, shoot around today. So we would anticipate him being able to play.
Lindenwood, last place team in the OVC. But I think that almost makes them a very dangerous opponent, because basically today they know they can't go to the tournament. This is their Super Bowl.
Yeah, without question. You know, so they have nothing to lose at this point. You know, they're going to come out here. They're going to play hard. They're going to play, you know, free and loose. And just like every team, you know, you want to be playing your best basketball towards the end of the year, and you got to give them credit. It's exactly what they're doing. You know, last week they played the other two teams in Martin and Little Rock at their place, and they didn't back down. They played them really tough, played great games against those guys. And then of course, they go on the road on Thursday undermanned without their best player and, you know, win a close ball game against USI. And so they're a motivated bunch right now, and we've got to make sure that we come out here and we exceed their intensity.
How's this game shape up in your mind?
You know, a really talented group. You know, I would expect them to have a lot of confidence. You know, they played really well, again, without Keenan Cole. He should be back here today. He's one of the premier players in the league. 6'7", can play inside and out, shooting, and he just commands a lot of attention. And so, you know, we've got to really come hooked up and have another great defensive effort like what we did the other night. We've got to get back to sharing the basketball. We really have to take care of the ball. Obviously, you know, the return of Drew will help with a lot of that organization and things like that on the offensive end. But we got to come out here, and we got to play to our standard and not worry too much about the implications of this game or look forward to next week. We just got to focus on today.
That's Morehead State Coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Morales. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Prefert Equipment has been America's number one name in farm, ranch, and rodeo equipment for over 50 years. Equipment bearing the Prefert name is crafted to make chores faster, safer, and easier for both the cow and the cowboy. Hinton Mills continues to be Kentucky's most trusted Prefert dealer. Stop in at any of Hinton Mills' 6 locations to see Prefert squeeze chutes, palp cages, sweep systems, working alleys, and panels. No one knows Prefert livestock equipment better than the Hinton Mills team and our Prefert certified employees. Hinton Mills, your authorized Prefert dealer.
The big box stores can't compare with the convenience, friendly service, and savings you'll find at Allen's IGA. USDA bone-in pork sirloin roast is just $1.49 a pound. 2 8-ounce packs of Sargento shredded or natural sliced cheese is only $5. The large 48-ounce carton of Dean's Country Fresh ice cream, just $4. Huge savings are yours at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Go-To Solutions in Line X of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. Also, services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. GoTo Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64, Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena, the home finale for Moorhead State as the Eagles take on Lindenwood. Lindenwood making that transition up from Division II to Division I in its second year in the Ohio Valley Conference. We got a baseball score from Allen Field that looks more like a softball or football score. MSU leads in the bottom of the eighth inning over Butler, 27-12. Eagles missing an extra point in the fifth inning. Okay. Let's talk about this basketball game. Lindenwood under fifth-year head coach Kyle Gerdman, who graduated from Southeast Missouri back in 1998, a record of 9-21, 3-14 in the OVC. They're tied for 10th place with Southeast Missouri. Lindenwood ended a seven-game losing streak on Thursday at Southern Indiana, 67-63. Here's the Lions' starting lineup. Two guards and three forwards. At the point will be Darius Bean, a 6'3" redshirt senior from Carbondale, Illinois, averaging 12.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, 13th in the OVC at 2.4 assists per ball game. The second guard is Colin Ruffin, a 6'4" freshman from Nixon, Missouri, averaging 3.5 points, 3.5 rebounds. Starting now with the forwards, Jalen McDaniel, a transfer from Northwest Florida State, 6'7" senior from Kansas City, Missouri, averaging 7 points, 2.5 rebounds. The next forward, their best player, 6'7" senior Keenan Cole, a transfer from Polk State. He's from Streamwood, Illinois, averaging 18.1 points, fourth best in the OVC. He's eighth in rebounding at 6.3 caroms per contest. And the third forward, Keith Hammond, a transfer from Northern Arizona, 6'7" graduate student from Houston, Texas, averaging almost 6 points and 2 rebounds a game. Moorhead State, under the direction of head coach Preston Spradlin, tied for first in the OVC with Little Rock and UT Martin. MSU 13-4 in the OVC, 22-8 overall. The Eagles have won two straight. That includes Thursday's triumph at home over Southeast Missouri, 72-50. Moorhead State this year at Johnson Arena, 13-1. Moorhead starting lineup, back at the point guard spot, Drew Thelwell, the 6'3" senior from Orlando, averaging 9.5 points, over 3 rebounds, tops in the OVC in assists with 185, that's 6.4 per contest. The second guard, Jordan Lathan, 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, averaging just above 16 points and over 6 rebounds a game. He's 6th in the league in scoring. And the third guard, Khalil Thomas, one of the best 3-point shooters in the OVC, 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, averaging 12 points over 4 rebounds. Riley Minix manning one of the forward spots, the 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, averaging 20.4 points a contest, fourth best in the OVC. He's second in rebounding with 9.8 rebounds per contest. And the other forward, Deontay Miles, 7-foot graduate student from Walton, Kentucky. Xavier transfer averaging 5.6 points, 5.3 rebounds per contest. The series between these two teams began last year. Moorhead State won both of them, and this is the only meeting between Lindenwood and MSU this year. The officials for this contest, Brian Washer, James Gibson, and Jason Deering. Moorhead State taking on Lindenwood. I'm Chuck Moraz with Drew Barnett. We'll come back here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio, Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Senior day at Morehead State. The Eagles taking on Lindenwood in the regular season finale. MSU honoring four players today as graduating seniors, so to speak. Jordan Lathan, Khalil Thomas, Riley Minix, and Zach Iaiemi. Drew Thelwell will be also honored today for being the winningest player in Morehead State men's basketball history with 89 victories during his career. Would have been 90, but he didn't play this last Thursday because of his wrist injury. And Drew Barnett, a lot to play for Morehead State today. Well, with first place on the line. You win, you become tri-champions, most likely. I think Little Rock and UT Martin will win today in their respective games.
Yeah.
But that means Morehead State will drop to the third seed in the Ohio Valley Conference tournament, meaning they'll have to win three straight nights to win the tournament championship.
Yeah, so again, it's a three-way tie for first. Once you work out all the tiebreakers, as you said, we would be the three seed if all three teams win. But there's still a lot to play for, because what if one of the other two doesn't?
Yeah, well, you go out and do your job and let everyone else do theirs.
Right, and you don't want to, I mean, you do want to focus on the game today. That can be kind of hard, especially like when you're sort of wondering what's going on in some other games and how that impacts you. You certainly know that if you're a soccer fan, the side-by-sides, but it's, none of it can happen if you don't get it done today. You lose this game, you get nothing. No tri-championship, no bye, no nothing.
Morehead State's women picked up a win earlier today on this very same hardwood, knocking off Lindenwood's gals 72-59. Again, the lineup for Lindenwood, dressed in black uniforms with gold numbers and gold letters, the old gold letters and numbers. Bean, Ruffin, McDaniel, Cole, and Heyman. Morehead State, Thelwell, Lathan, Thomas, and Minix, along with Miles.
Yeah.
Crowd still filing in. We'll probably have a decent crowd here this afternoon.
Right.
Johnson Arena. Good send-off for the players that will be leaving MSU after this year.
And Lindenwood, they've had a rough season. They're, as you mentioned, a transitional program. And like a lot of transitional programs, it's a rough transition, that 4 years.
I think they still got two more years before they are eligible to go to the NCAA's Division I tournament.
Right.
Now, they can play in the OVC tournament. They won't this year because they'll be finishing last or next to last.
Right. And they only take the top eight teams, and they're locked in either 9th or 10th. But,
well, they've changed the starting lineup. Morehead State will send Zach Iaiemi out there. He is one of the players that's graduating. Zach, 6'9 graduate student at 260 pounds from Houston, Texas, averaging a shade below 3 points and two rebounds. He's starting in place of Miles. He'll be up against McDaniel in the center circle for MSU. The Eagles will travel left to right, opening tap control by Lindenwood. Cole has it, drops it back to Bean. Bean down central, across the timeline on Thomas. Morehead man-to-man. He'll dance to the right hash, standing dribble there. Right block extended, McDaniel on Iaiemi. Kick out to the right side, knocked away, stolen by Lathan. Oh, I think they're going to get Jordan Lathan with a loose ball foul against Ruffin.
Oh, no, this is on Lindenwood.
Oh, okay, it's on Ruffin then, who reached in on Lathan. Good.
Yes.
So that's the first foul of the game, and it only took 16 seconds to get that foul.
And it prevented a fast break layup or dunk. So
fell well with that left wrist wrapped. Comes across the line to Thomas, high right, coming out. Lathan for the basketball. Right now, Lindenwood man-to-man. 20 on the shot clock, far side Thomas. He'll drive the angle. Free throw line runner, rims off, and then hits the glass and ricochets away to McDaniel for Lindenwood up the right sideline to Bean. Bean clears the timeline to the right hash, coming right of the lane to the block for the goal. The runner from the baseline, high arching teardrop shot, yeah, goes in from about 10 out.
That was a tough shot. He was well defended. He, as you said, he arched it. That ball went about 5 or 6 feet above the rim before it came down and went through.
Morehead State trailing 2-0 on the attack. Yiayemi to the left wing outside the arc. Thomas popping out front for Thelwell. Drew drives to the right side of the lane, cuts left of the paint, takes it to the baseline, ball stripped away, off his leg and out of bounds. It's a Morehead State turnover. They had 19 the other night in the victory over Southeast Missouri without Thelwell on the floor.
Yeah, so sort of a rough start for Morehead State. Two offensive possessions, no points.
2-0 Lindenwood. Bean toward the far sideline, across the timeline, next to the logo. He comes across, taking it to his left between the circles. Heads to the left arc, back out to Heyman. Down the right wing, Cole. He'll shoot over Minix from 17. The jumper's good.
Morehead State not looking very focused. I know we're only about 90 seconds in, but that's two good possessions for them, and Morehead yet to get off a decent shot.
4-0. Now Thomas from Thelwell straight away for three, and he drains it.
Now there's a decent shot.
And there's an assist for Drew.
Yeah.
There's only 19 away now from the single season record at Morehead State.
Oh, it's great to see him out there. That was quite a scare.
Ruffing down the left arc, out to Bean at the hash, threw it to Heyman, almost lost it, out of bounds at the far hash mark. He'll turn left to the near side. Ruffing outside the arc, high left to Bean. Morehead State kind of packing it back,
you know,
because Lindenwood, not a good three-point shooting team. Ruffin dancing to his right, top of the key, left of the lane, spins right, tries to pass it, comes down with the ball, goes to Heyman, high right, three ball, in and out, no. Inside the lane, the rebound, Thomas for MSU. He'll do it himself to the offensive end, left to right. Far hash, Thelwell. Drew standing, dribble, cross-court, Lathan at the near wing. Lathan, crossover dribble, bounce right block extended, Minix. Minix on rough, and he's one-on-one. He'll bang his way to the lane, double-team, fights up a shot, side of the glass, wouldn't go down the drain. Morehead down 4-3, defends as Ruffin flies down the floor, top of the arc. Lathan gives him space, he'll dance left. High left, Ruffin sets his feet, no shot there, down the near wing to Bean. Bean turns right, drives free throw line, whips it off inside, stolen by Thomas. Thomas right sideline midcourt, Thelwell, Drew. Far side to Lathan. Lathan angles from the left side, gets to the lane, 10-footer, got it. And Morehead State with the lead at 5-4.
Yeah, and a nice 5-0 run here. And Morehead State, you mentioned, in a zone, a straight-up zone, something I don't know if we played that all year or very seldom.
Either that or it's kind of a sagging man-to-man, possibly. Cole wide left on Minix down the near sideline to Heyman. Heyman bouncing it right, out to McDaniel. Far side, Ruffin, left-handed long three, misses it. Floor rebound, top of the key, picked off by Thelwell for MSU. To Minix. Minix cuts to the right elbow, got to the lane. Double team, five-footer, hits it, foul, give him a free throw. Riley Minix with his first two of the ball game. That foul goes on McDaniel, his first, second on Lindenwood. Minix now has 613 points this season. He's only the eighth player in Morehead State basketball history to score more than 600 markers in a campaign. Lindenwood's made a couple of lineup changes. Coming in, Jeremiah Talton, a 6'6 sophomore from Quincy, Illinois, averaging 7 points a game. Also in there is Tommy Williams, a 6'4 redshirt sophomore from Belleville, Illinois, averaging 3.5 points a game. Minix for the free throw and the three-point play gets it to go down.
Deontay Miles into the game for EAME for Morehead State.
8-4 Morehead State. Williams walks it down, left-hand dribble, calls the play with his right. Works out front on Lathan, Morehead man-to-man. To the left hash to Bean through his hands and stolen by Thelwell. Drew Thelwell trying to weave around Williams to the right wing offensive end to Lathan. Lathan at the arc to the corner. Back out straight away, Thelwell. He'll drive the lane, the runner from three. Back of the rim, no offensive rebound, Miles. High right, Lathan faked the long shot, didn't take it. Crossover dribble to the lane. Far side, Thelwell. He'll drive the angle, got to the lane again. Spin left, kick it out far side, Lathan. 9 to shoot. Lathan at the far side. Fakes, look, straight away, Thelwell. 5 to shoot. Drew on the drive, right corner, Minix. He'll shoot the three. Bangs off the rim, no left block rebound. Minix, they reset, high left, Lathan. Catch and shoot three. Side of the iron, left block rebound to Tarleton. Or Talton, rather. Or Lindenwood to Bean. Bean penetrates. Dish down low. McDaniel baseline left with a two-hand layup.
And that ends about a three-minute scoring drought for Lindenwood. Deontay Miles, two big offensive rebounds on the previous possession, but Morehead State still coming up empty.
8-6, Morehead State on top. Thelwell at the right side, outside the arc. Free throw line, backing up Miles for it. Tip to the left hash. Lathan. He'll turn right off the screen for Miles. Free throw line jumper on the fadeaway. Missed the shot. Knockdown whistle foul. He'll get two free throws. McDaniel picks up his second, the third of the ball game on Lindenwood, which takes us to a media timeout. We'll come back to Jordan Lathan shooting a couple of free throws as we take a break. Your score, 15:07 to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. Moorhead State 8, Lindenwood 6. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Leads over Lindenwood with about 5 minutes gone in this game at Johnson Arena. 8-6 the score. Your shooting numbers, these numbers courtesy of our friends at Whitaker Bank. Moorhead State 3-7 from the field, 1-3 outside the arc, 1-1 at the line, out rebounding Lindenwood 4-2. Lindenwood 3-5 from the field, nothing of 2 outside the arc. Lindenwood and OVC play has shot only 39% from the field. They are the worst shooting team in the conference this season.
Yeah, and among one of the worst shooting teams in the country.
Yeah. In overall games, they're shooting 40% from three-point land, 28.5%. Now, they are pretty good at the line, 73%, but they don't defend well either.
Right.
In other words, there are not many things they do well, and that's one reason why they're 3-14 in conference and 9-21 overall.
Right. And it's the growing pains of being a transitional program. It's hard to recruit D1 caliber players.
Lathan line right for two, 76% at the stripe, free throw on the way. The first one kicks in and out, no good. Jordan on the year, as we talked about, really pretty good from the line, 76%. He's got a field goal and 2 points. Last three games, he's averaging 18 points a contest. Next free throw will roll and go, so he gets one out of two. And it's 9-6 MSU. The Eagles retreat inside the half-court line to defend end left. Bean gets the play from the sideline, and head coach Kyle Gerdman across the timeline on Thomas. Bean at the logo. Skips it high right to Cole, coming back on Miles. He'll move in, free throw line, fake the shot, high left Bean. Bean turns right on Thomas, comes free throw line to the right elbow, jump and shoot, partially blocked by Thomas. Minnick saves it in the Lathan. MSU with it. Lathan across the line, looking for the opening. Ricks is in there for Thelwell. High left to Thomas, far sideline Lathan. Lathan turns to his right and comes back out to reset straight away with 15 on the timer. He'll come left, take it left of lane. Dump inside, Miles. Miles turns to his left, fights his way to the goal, puts up a layup, bottom of the glass, no, but he took some contact with the foul. He'll get two free throws.
Yeah.
And that foul's on Heyman, his first, the fourth on the Lions.
Miles doesn't have much in the way of the box score, but he's been hustling. He's gotten a couple big rebounds, and he really worked that time to get open and then get the shot up.
56% he is at the line this season. He was 3-7 in that victory over SEMO Thursday night. The lefty with the first one up and in. He's worked hard, wow, improving his free throw shooting, as has Zach Eiemi.
Yeah, and I must say, he had more rotation on that than what we normally see. That was a good-looking free throw.
Nathan Johnson, the 6'3" junior from Kansas City, comes in now for Lindenwood as the second free throw by Miles on the way. That kicks in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound. Minnick's had it, lost it. Ball rolls away off of Minnick's, out of bounds at the near sideline toward the corner. Lindenwood with the inbound. So Miles sinks 1-2, and Moorhead State up 10-6. 14-19 to play in the first half. And Lindenwood, near side backcourt inbounding against no pressure. Johnson drops it in to Bean. Bean across the line, left wing. Talt dribbles it back out, goes to Heyman. Right hash, Bean. He'll circle back out front, wide left, Cole. At the near wing, Johnson driving to the right, to the free throw line, stops, goes to Cole at the left wing. Covered by Miles, tries to get to the baseline, can't do it. Heyman in the corner, five to shoot, the three ball, side of the rim, no. Baseline left floor, rebound, Thomas and Morehead State. Up the left sideline, Layton, who cuts right to the offensive end, comes top of the key, back behind him, Thomas. Far corner, Ricks open for the three ball, bangs it off the rim, no.
He can hit those.
Right in the lane. Talton has it. He'll do it himself. 94 feet all the way down. Puts up a layup. Blocked by Ricks and Miles. The rebound for Morehead State. And Talton goes out of bounds, and he's limping badly as the official stops play to give him a chance to regroup and maybe go to the Lindenwood bench. He's limping, and Jordan Kelly, the Morehead State trainer, checking on him.
Okay, he seems to be walking now. I think it was just a twist or a sprain, but he was really favoring his ankle, and for a while it looked like it was... It doesn't look like it's a serious injury. It doesn't feel good, but it doesn't look like he's going to be out for the game or for any substantial period of time.
Ricks with block number 36 on the season. That figure is tops on the OVC or on the MSU roster. He's sixth in the OVC in blocks per game, 1.17 to be exact. That number ticking up just a bit.
Yeah.
As Minix rather rolls it in. To Thelwell, drew across the line, down the far sideline, turns right, comes to the elbow, bounce baseline left, coming in, Miles has his dunk blocked by Cole. Talton has it to Bean, to Heyman, left corner to Johnson. Johnson driving the left angle into Rick's spin move to his left, to his right, puts up the seven-footer in the lane and cans it.
Nice moves by Johnson there to just sort of penetrate, then he got the spin move in the lane, which created the open shot.
Johnson's first bucket. 10-8, Morehead State by 2. Thelwell dances to the right wing. Top of the key, Miles, far side, Ricks. Ricks back out. Thelwell right to left for it. Thelwell angling in, wide left, Latham. The long line drive three is an air ball that goes out of bounds.
And it looks like he's going to go... Oh, they're going to call it out of bounds. Okay, I thought they were whistling for a foul, but...
He wanted a foul call. He was talking to the official who shook his head and said nope.
Yeah.
10-8, Morehead State protecting a two-point lead defending. Bean across the line to the left hash. Leave it there for Johnson. Coming up the sideline, Johnson runs the weave with Heyman. Now coming left to right, Bean for the basketball. He'll penetrate, comes in on Miles, puts up a wild shot. Didn't hit anything, but Miles picks up a foul. He'll send him to the line for two. First foul on Morehead State in this ballgame. Morehead State kind of just playing around right now.
Yeah, they kind of
in some ways.
Yeah. And again, sometimes it's really hard to get up for an opponent that's struggled as much as Lindenwood has, but... You know, we need to.
Well,
this is a big game.
Don't tell Lindenwood this isn't a ball game.
Right.
First free throw by Bean is up and in.
Because this is it. This is their season finale. This is their party.
Bean, a 73% free throw shooter, gets his first point. We'll look for a second here and trying to tie the ball game up. It's 10-9 MSU. Bean shoves it up there and in. It's 10-10 as Tommy Williams in for Bean. Morehead State will have the ball to go left to right, 94 feet. Minix on the inbound with 12:35 to play first half. Drops it into Thelwell. He'll be checked all the way up the floor by Williams. Thelwell down central across the timeline. Speeds it up as he comes to the right wing. Back up top to Miles, to his left, and Ricks at the hash. Ricks holding, one bounce back out to Thelwell. 18 on the shot clock. Bounce right block, Minix. Minix turns to his right, fakes, puts it up, off the glass and in on the layup. Five now for Riley.
Yeah, and a nice job there by Riley.
12-10, MSU by two, defends. 12-10 to go in the half. Williams bounce to the right hash, Johnson for it. He'll turn left into Miles at the free throw line. Shoots over Ricks from the free throw line. The jumper wouldn't go. The rebound cleared away. Latham down the right sideline, offensive end to Minix. Minix on Cole. Spins it back out to Latham to the far hash and Thelwell. Looks like they're in a 2-3 zone, perhaps, maybe matching out of it a bit.
Yeah, it's on ball. It's on ball man and then a matchup underneath.
Ricks, cross court, right hash, Latham with 10 on the timer. Latham bounces it right wing at the arc. Minix five to shoot, four to shoot. Backs to the corner, fades and fires a three. Spins out, no. Right block, rebound, Johnson for Lindenwood. Down the floor, left sideline, Cole, one-on-one with Minix. He'll fire a three, scoops out, no. Riley with some contact. Cole goes down, and Riley sends him to the line for three. Not the type of foul that you see Riley Minix commit often, and not. We have a timeout.
Yeah, hardly at all. Just not a smart play.
11:25 to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. Your score, Morehead State 12, Lindenwood 10. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Morehead State up on Lindenwood with 11:25 to go in the first half. Lindenwood, though, will have Keenan Cole, their best player, line left for three free throws after the foul on Minix. Cole, ninth best in the OVC in free throw shooting at 81%. So,
yeah, he's the guy you want going to the line.
Yeah, Morehead State's lead is in a precarious position, Drew Barnett.
Yeah. And, yeah, again, as you kind of said it, they just sometimes they just don't look focused or sharp or ready. I feel like you just kind of keep waiting for Morehead State to wake up a little bit and realize, hey, we got to play to beat these guys. Because Lindenwood, they're gonna throw everything in the kitchen sink at this game.
The Crayola crayon, man of the year, Keenan Cole, with his lime green shoes at the line to our left. You can find him anywhere on the floor,
even
in the dark. First one up and in. And Lindenwood now a point away. Cole with 3 points, averages 18 per contest. Cole looks up, squats down for the tie. Free throw gets the job done. 12-12. And now he can give Lindenwood the one-point lead. Cole looks up, fires with a right hand, and Lindenwood takes the one-point advantage as he cans it. He's got 5 points. It's 13-12 Lions. Right sideline, Thelwell comes across into the offensive end. Between the circles, leave it there for Ricks to his right. A bounce, skips it, left elbow, Miles. Miles holding, looking, a bounce, and back behind him, left wing, Thelwell drives the angle, dump baseline, left on the dunk, it's Miles! And Deontay with three, and Morehead State up by one. Left corner, Heyman quickly for the Lions. Back out to the near hash, and Williams. Williams retreats to his right to reset. 20 on the shot clock. At the left arc, turns right, comes free throw line, fakes the shot on Thelwell, kicks it high left to Heyman. Heyman holding, looking. Back outside the right hash, gives it off to Williams. Williams plays it down, and now I think we've got an illegal screen on McDaniel, who just picked up his third foul and the fifth on the Lions, and that's it probably for him the rest of the half, unless they don't care if he fouls out or not.
Yeah, he didn't like the call. It was certainly a hard screen. I got to be honest, I wasn't sure if he was actually moving or not, but he certainly announced himself.
Talton back in. McDaniel does sit down. He holds up his hands and says, I didn't think it was a foul.
Yeah.
But he now has three. He actually signaled to the bench that that was his third to indicate that he likely needed to come out.
Right. So, and that's certainly going to affect them. Like, had they not whistled it, every coach would have said that was a really good, hard, solid screen.
Right hash, backcourt inbound. Ricks, and now there's some discussion between the officials at the scorer's desk. Morehead State will have the ball with 10:43 left to go, up 14-13. Yeah.
Now, the screen was set, and he did. It looked like it was a shoulder-to-face screen. Are they looking at maybe upgrading this?
Because there was some head contact?
Yeah.
They have apparently decided against doing that because Morehead State now will inbound. Ricks flips it into Thelwell. Thelwell, right-hand dribble across the line, switch to the left. Left sideline coming back to the hash. Ricks and out to Minix between the circles. Minix looks in against the zone. High left, Thomas turns right. He'll drive the angle. Got to the goal. The runner from the lane left it short. Miles offensive rebound. Straight away, Thelwell. Drew will back it up. 16 to shoot. Left hash, Ricks. Ricks holding. Down low, baseline left. Minix, he'll come to the baseline. Double team, kick out Thelwell. Catch and shoot three for Drew. Swish!
Yeah. His first points of the game, he has three assists and another offensive rebound for Deontay Miles.
He's got three now.
Yeah, he's been great on the glass.
17-13 MSU. Williams inside the line. Bounce down the left hash coming over for Bean. He'll turn right, driving on Thomas to the lane. Spins to his left. Fades and fires for 14. Missed it. Floor rebound left of the lane. Thomas over to the far side. Thelwell. Thelwell left of the logo to the offensive end. Works on Williams. Turns right. Got to the right elbow, and now we have an illegal screen set by Morehead State.
Right.
And that, I believe, is Miles, and if for Deontay, that's number two, Morehead State's third. And now here comes Zach Eiemi.
Yeah.
Good job by, though, Miles in this ballgame thus far. Let's see how many rebounds he's got so far. And it looks like he's got four total, three on the offensive glass.
Yeah. Just 10 minutes into the game.
Morehead by four. Lindenwood, 9:40 left to go in the half in the offensive end. It's Bean. Bean back to Cole at the top of the key. Bobbles it on Eiemi. He'll back it up to the emblem. Come forward to his left. Now straight away. Fire a three. It'll rattle out. No, as it spun all the way around the rim. Left block rebound for Thomas to Thelwell. Thelwell, front side, works the dribble on Bean. Man to man at this point, Lindenwood. Drew Thelwell, high right, straightaway Minix. Minix up top, holding, looking. Spins to his right, drives to the right elbow, back behind him, Ricks up the arc for it. Down the right arc to Thelwell. Right block, Minix fights his way to the goal, puts it up off the window and in.
Nice move by Riley Minix.
Just and powered his way to the goal. And seven for Minix.
Morehead straight, stretching their lead to six.
19-13, 8:54 to go until halftime. Bean at the logo. Off the Cole screen, comes left. Bounce back out to Cole near the top of the key. He'll fake drive on Eiemi. Got to the lane, take it to the goal with left-hand scoop and score. Once he beat Eiemi off the dribble, he was home free.
Yeah, and they've had some success driving the basket today.
7 points for Cole. They don't like to shoot the three because they're not very good at it. They only average about 17 threes a game. Eiemi to the left side and Ricks. Morehead in the offensive end up 19-15. A bounce straight away out toward Minix. Minix to the right arc and Thomas. 10 to shoot to Thelwell. Back to Minix. Bobbled the ball at the wing. 7 to shoot. Far corner Ricks dancing there, looking for the baseline. Got to it. Takes it to the hole. Right hand lamp off the glass, off the rim. Talton the rebound inside the paint for Lindenwood down the floor to Bean at the left hash. Cole straight away over Eiemi. He'll fire a three and drill it. And now he's got 10 points.
Right.
And Lindenwood is pulled within one.
Yeah, not a good three-point shooting team, but they hit that one.
He's 26% from outside the arc. 19-18 Morehead. Eiemi. Left side. Ricks. Free throw line. Thelwell on Johnson. Bounce inside the lane. Minix. He'll turn left in that 2-3 zone. Fight to the hole. Put it up and in with the right hand. Again, he had to use that strength to get to the basket.
So Riley really coming to life on the offensive end.
Left angle drive, Johnson. Taken out of his hands, though, by Minix at the free throw line. Thelwell with it. Morehead up 21-18. Riley Minix with 9 points, by the way.
Yeah.
Left hash, Thelwell standing dribble. Comes to his right straight away. Takes it left of the lane. Far side, Minix. Open, he'll fire a three. Side of the rim, no. Rebound to the corner. It's Johnson. Knocked away by Minix, but it goes to Cole underneath the goal. Bean with it. Bean to the offensive end of the near hash. Backing in on Thelwell with 19 on the timer, 6:55 to go in the half. He'll turn right, come top of the lane. High left to Johnson. Fakes, moves in on Iaimi. To Bean out front, left side, Tolt. And back out to Bean. Seven to shoot. Bean faking on Fellwell, who's not buying it. He'll drive right of the lane. Spin left, fire a 14-footer. Heel of the iron, no. Rebound Iaimi for MSU. Backs it up to Thomas, who flips it ahead on the hop to Fellwell. Fellwell to the offensive end, runs the right arc and leaves it for Thomas, who brings it back out and returns it to Fellwell. Fellwell at the wing. Bounce right block extended. Minix. Minix on Cole, who swats the ball away. Riley gets it back well outside the block. He'll take it to the block, to the lane. Inside the lane, kick out Fellwell. Oh. Far side, open in the corner. Thomas for a triple. Put it on the board.
And that was a really good possession. They started to double down on EA or on Minix, and he just kicked it out. They swung it around, and he drilled the three.
Six now for Thomas. Timeout on the floor. 6:10 left to play here in the first half.
And I believe it is 24-18 Morehead State.
That's exactly right. We'll come back with more here on the Eagle Sports Network.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We're your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scrupulous salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
It's up by 6, 24-18 over Linden Blue with 6:10 to go in the half. As we go inside, the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Morehead State 45% from the field. Lindenwood 40. They're 1 of 5 outside the arc. MSU 3 of 9. And the Lions are 5 of 5. Morehead 3 of 5. Rebounding 12-9 MSU. Turnovers 5 to 3. Lindenwood. Morehead State led scoring by Riley Minix, who's got 9. Keenan Cole, a game high 10 for Lindenwood. Just when you think Morehead State's starting to space out that lead a little bit, Lindenwood seems to make a run.
Yeah, they do. That's a good way. Every time you start to feel comfortable, they go on a bit of a run or make a good play or make a good defensive play, and they've been in it the whole way.
What is it like, the Godfather? Every time I try to get out, they pull me back in.
Right, yes.
MSU by 6. Ricks, Lathan, Fellwell, Minix, and Thomas on the floor. The Eagles going with a smaller lineup. Ruffin is back in there for Lindenwood. Bean left of the lane on the bounce to Cole. Drives into Ricks. Powers to the hole. Just shoves Ricks out of the way and scores the layup.
And, you know, as we mentioned, coming out of the timeout, when you feel like Morehead State has the momentum, they make a big play.
12 for Cole. Morehead State up by 4 in the offensive end. Ricks straight away. Head of the key. To Minix, right wing Lathan, near corner Thomas, skips it back out to Lathan, he'll angle in, got to the goal, flips up the short shot, no, but it's slammed down on the foul by Riley Minix,
yeah. Riley just having a crazily good game.
11 for Riley here in the first half. 26-20 MSU, Bean to the left wing and Ruffin. Ruffin with Lathan fronting him. Left of the lane to Cole. They double him. He'll kick it back out to Johnson at the high left side. He'll drive it right of the lane, get to the goal with a left-hand scoop around Fellwell. He scores it. Pretty sweet move.
Yeah. Really was.
26-22, four-point Morehead lead. Right hash, Lathan from Fellwell. Back to Drew at the right side. In the corner, catch and shoot three for Thomas. Yes, sir. Yeah. He's got 9 on 3 triples.
Yeah.
That's what he averages per game.
Yeah, and he's hit from both corners.
Morehead by 7, biggest lead. Cole in on Ricks. Right of the lane, fade and fire from 13. Front of the rim, no. Floor rebound inside the paint. Thomas takes it and gives it to Thelwell. Good defense right there. Thelwell, left wing. Offensive end, turns right. Outside the far elbow. Looking for help. Free throw line, Ricks back for it. Dump inside to Minix. In traffic, he catches it, gets tied up. Do we get a foul, or do they call this
a jump? They're about calling it a tie. No, they're calling a foul.
And they're going to call this one on Ruffin.
Yeah.
And his second, and number 6 on Lindenwood.
Yeah, so just the 6 foul. No free throws for Morehead State, but a fresh shot clock.
Ricks will put it in play. 20 on the timer straight away. Head of the arc. Thelwell, bounce left block. Minix, he'll power in. Triple team, puts up a shot, blocked away by Cole. Foul on Lindenwood, either Cole or Ruffin.
And that'll send Minix to the line for 2.
See what his foul's on. You're going to give this one to Cole. His first, number 7 on Lindenwood. Morehead State with 4:12 to go in the half in the bonus, but Minix in the act will shoot 2, line right. Yeah. Already 11 points in this game. Riley, 1 of 1 at the line. First free throw up and in. Riley came in the third best free throw shooter in the OVC at nearly 85%.
Yeah.
What doesn't he do well?
Nothing that I can think of.
And you're the academic advisor.
Right, yeah.
So you know. So
yeah.
On and off the floor, he's good. He'll only miss that free throw. Rebound, tap, baseline left. Cole off his head takes the ball. 30-22, Morehead State by 8. Ruffin between the circles. Checked by Minix. Left arc leaves it for Johnson coming out. Right to left, beam for it. High left, he bounces it to Ruffin. Turns right. Straight away, far side Johnson, catch and shoot 3 for him. Bangs it off the iron, no. Toward the right block, the rebound, cleared away. Thelwell for Morehead State. Drew to the offensive end, left to right. Surveys the traffic with his team up by 8. Late in the first half. High left, Ricks, he's open. He'll catch, fire at 3. Bangs it off the rim, no. Minix offensive rebound, putback try, partially blocked. Whistle foul as he got it back again and tried to go up. And I think this one should go on Nate Johnson.
Yeah, and that was a tough rebound. He went up over 3 Lindenwood players and got it. Didn't get the putback, but he did get fouled and will go to the line.
Johnson's first, Lindenwood's 8th. Morehead State will have free throws when we come back. 3:34 to go until halftime at Johnson Arena. Your score. It's Morehead State 30, Lindenwood 22. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
3:34 to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. Morehead State on top of Lindenwood 30-22. We have 10 seconds and we'll pause for station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Morehead State by 8, Eagles shooting 44% to 42% for Lindenwood, which is really above their average.
Way above.
Minix will be lined right for two for Morehead State after being fouled in the act. Riley is with 12 points tonight, 2 of 3 at the line, also has 5 rebounds. Free throw up and in. Riley has had 8 straight games of double-doubles.
Yeah.
17 double-doubles this season, 75 for his college basketball career.
Yeah, he's having a fairly decent season.
Yeah. Next free throw misses, and floor rebound. Another. He's almost got that. Tapped it to Lathan.
Yeah, Lathan will get credit for the rebound, but
that was all Minix right there. Thelwell, between the circles, gets around the screen from Minix, takes it high left, wide right. Ricks, he'll drive to the lane, kick out, far side, open Thelwell, catch and shoot, 3, put that one on the board.
Yeah, and you like to see that. Drew Thelwell has played his regular minutes, and he's been his regular level of effectiveness despite the injury.
2 threes, 6 points for Drew. Morehead State up by double digits for the first time, 34-22. Bean, wide right. Toward the far corner, Johnson, a bounce it back out to Bean, high left, Cole returns it to Bean. Bean, high right, driving on Minix, baseline left, puts up the wild left-hand shot, missed everything, rebound slapped to Bean at the left wing, though. He'll circle back out to reset on Thelwell. As the shot clock runs out, he fired up the shot from about 24 feet out.
It went in. I think he beat it.
Did he beat the shot clock, though?
That's what they're going to look at.
They need to. I think he might have beaten it for a 3, but I'm not quite sure.
Not exactly what they drew up. The shot clock was running down. They had it near midcourt. He just threw it up to get it up, and it went in. The referee's checking to make sure he got it off on time.
Sometimes the best plays are the ones you don't plan.
Right, and they have waved it off, so shot clock violation.
Just barely.
Yeah.
He really almost did a great job of getting that shot away.
Yeah. So it'll be Morehead State's ball. Oh, that was so far out that it's a side out.
Yeah. Right hash inbound. Yeah, he was about 25, 27 feet away when he threw up that wild shot. Ricks into Thelwell. Thelwell across the line. Leave it left hash up the sideline. Thomas Ford out to Ricks. Man-to-man Lindenwood. Bounce high left outside the elbow. Minix right hash Lathan. Lathan on Johnson. Turns left off the screen from Riley. Minix driving left to the lane to the baseline. Puts up a shot. Rejected inside by Cole. Lindenwood with it. Bean on the run to the offensive end. Looking for the trailing Cole, who's not open. Bean turns it out straight away. Heyman for 3, and he drains it.
So not normally a horrible 3-point shooting team on the year. They've hit their last 2. Granted, 1 didn't count, but
34-25 Morehead. Thelwell toward the top of the key. Left side, Ricks. Down the sideline to Thomas. Thomas whips it back out to Lathan at the top of the arc. Near side, Thelwell. Out front to Minix. To Drew Thelwell, right side Minix, turns left, got to the lane, to the goal, the runner from 3, missed it, tried the tap, no, Linden with the rebound, Cole goes down, and it's a foul on Morehead State, and it's going to go on Riley Minix. Riley with number 2, Morehead State owns 4, the other 2 belong to Deontay Miles.
Yeah, so no real foul trouble as a team here, but Lindenwood still hanging around. They've got it down to 9, they got a chance to get closer here as we near halftime.
Morehead State had built a 12-point lead moments ago, but Lindenwood has chopped it to 9, and now they have the basketball. Bean on Thomas, MSU man-to-man. High left coming out, Williams dancing down the arc, skips it out to the top of the key, Johnson to his right. Johnson looking, right hash back for Bean. Bean on Thomas, down the wing to Cole, knocked away by Ricks off of Cole, out of bounds at the Morehead State bench, give it to MSU.
Yeah,
on the
good
inbound.
Defense there by Morehead State.
Zaki Ayemi in for Morehead State to give Miles a break to protect him with those 2 fouls. Actually, he came in for Minix, so
yeah.
Miles is still on the bench. He's been there for a while.
With the 2 fouls. He's played well when he's been on the floor, but you don't want him picking up the 3rd foul.
Yeah, they're protecting Riley right here. Thelwell out front. Leaves it there for Ricks. Ricks, a bounce to his left. Left elbow for it. Ayemi, right to left behind him. Lathan. Jordan on the drive, the runner off the angle, off the glass, off the rim on that wild shot. Lindenwood the rebound. It's Johnson at the right wing, out to the hash, Bean between the circles. Cole, spin move, ran into his own man, Heyman, takes it left to the lane on Ayemi. Gets inside, tries to fight to the baseline. Zach, with too much body, picks up his first personal and Morehead State's 5th. team foul.
And just a fifth team foul, so it's on the floor. Morehead with another one to give if they choose to is either a time management tactic or just a not let them score tactic.
21 to shoot, 48.9 seconds to go in the half. Cole has it on EIME, working on Zach near the free throw line, spins to his left. Zach still right in front of him. Now he'll back up toward the right hash, coming left. Thomas picks him up now. In a double team, he'll shoot the 19-footer. No. Ricks had the rebound, taken out of his hands, though, by Williams. Left angle drive. Spins, has it knocked out of his hands. Ricks has it. One-on-one with Bean the other way. Crossover dribble. Euro step to the hole. Scoop and score with a right hand.
Yeah.
Eddie Ricks with a little showtime right there.
Right, so after having the ball stolen, he stole it back and went coast to coast.
15 seconds to go in the half. Morehead by 11. Lindenwood with a basketball, playing for one shot here. Bean to the right of the emblem. On Thomas, who now reaches in and fouls him, and that's only number one on Khalil and number six on MSU.
Yeah.
Clock stops, 7 seconds to play, and now here comes Jerome Morton in.
Yeah. And I understand doing that. You almost wanted to see them wait another second or two if they could before the foul, because they still have 7 seconds to get a shot up instead of three or four.
First time we've seen Jerome in this ballgame, the 6'4 freshman from Winchester, Kentucky, in GRC High School. Right hash inbound, Williams. 7 seconds to go in the half. Got it to Bean. Bean straight away. 3 seconds. Free throw line. Jumps and shoots over. Morton missed it. Tap up try by Williams. That doesn't go anywhere, and the half is over. Your score at the break, Morehead State leads Lindenwood 36-25. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. We'll come back to talk about the first 20 minutes of action in just a couple of minutes as we continue on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru at the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Welcome back to halftime at Johnson Arena on Senior Day, the final game of the regular season for Morehead State. Eagles on top of Lindenwood, 36-25. Kind of a methodical ball game thus far. Drew Barnett for Morehead State gradually building that lead, which has been as high as 12.
Right.
But Lindenwood has found a way to hang around.
Yeah, they have. And, the margin's 11 now. But, we said it a couple times. Every time it felt like the momentum would swung toward Morehead and that they were in control, Lindenwood would make some plays and get themselves back into the game. And you got to figure they're not going to go away. It seemed like they came in here knowing it was their last game and wanting to do everything they could to try and win it. They're really playing hard.
Let's go ahead and look at the first half stats brought to you by Whitaker Bank. First of all, for Lindenwood, Keenan Cole off to a good start in this ball game. The senior from Springwood, Illinois, 12 points to lead the Lions. From there, you drop down to 4 points apiece for Darius Bean and Nathan Johnson. 3 points for Keith Heyman. 2 points for Jalen McDaniel. Lindenwood, 9 of 23 for the field, 39.1%. 2 of 7 outside the arc, 5 of 5 at the line. Out-rebounded by Morehead State, 19-15. Lindenwood with 2 offensive boards, 4 assists, 8 turnovers, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Morehead State getting a game-high 13 points thus far from Riley Minix. From there, Khalil Thomas with 9, 6 points Drew Thelwell, 3 points apiece, Jordan Lathan and Deontay Miles. Eddie Ricks with 2, Zach Iyemi and Jerome Morton played but did not score. Morehead State 13 of 30 from the field, 43.3%, 5 of 12 outside the arc, almost 42%, 5 of 9 at the line. Again, winning the rebounding battle, 19-15, Morehead State with 7 offensive rebounds, 9 assists, 3 turnovers, 6 steals, 2 blocks. By the way, the Morehead State baseball team coming away with a hard-fought 27-15 home victory over Butler. I bet that was amazing to watch.
Big news from Allen Field. Not quite as many points as what we've had in here, but close. Yes.
Here at the Johnson Arena, Morehead State leads Lindenwood 36-25. Our halftime feature on MSU coming up here on the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Preferred Equipment has been America's number one name in farm, ranch, and rodeo equipment for over 50 years. Equipment bearing the Preferred name is crafted to make chores faster, safer, and easier for both the cow and the cowboy. Hinton Mills continues to be Kentucky's most trusted Preferred dealer. Stop in at any of Hinton Mills' 6 locations to see Preferred squeeze chutes, palp cages, sweep systems, working alleys, and panels. No one knows Preferred livestock equipment better than the Hinton Mills team and our Preferred certified employees. Hinton Mills, your authorized Preferred dealer.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get 2 crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Dr. Bernadette Barton, professor of sociology and coordinator of MSU's Cultural Competency Certificate. Dr. Barton, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Sam. It's a pleasure to be here.
So this Cultural Competency Certificate is a couple years old-ish right now. And what was the need, whether across campus or within our society, that made you and your colleagues decide that this was something that should be offered to students?
Well, this was actually proposed by the Council on Post-Secondary Education, and our previous associate provost, Dr. Lori Couch, came to myself and Dr. Connie Hardesty and asked us to spearhead this cultural competency certificate. And she said, if you get on it, you know, MSU may be one of the first public universities in the state to create it. And indeed, we are. We're the first to have a certificate program for undergraduate students, an 18-hour program. And what the cultural competency certificate does is introduce, reinforce, and foster mastery of the basic elements of cultural competence, including knowledge, self-awareness, and application of diversity, inclusion, and equity concepts. So basically, we live, as you know, and many of our listeners know, in a fairly homogeneous area. Mm-hmm. So what the cultural competency certificate does is allow students the opportunity to take a wide variety of classes that expose them to the ideas, beliefs, backgrounds of people of diverse backgrounds, and give them the tools and expertise to meet folks where they are and help them and support them and connect with them in ways that are valuable both in their personal lives and for employers.
Specifically, it's an 18-hour program, program of study. What kind of classes are they going to be taking? I don't know if you want to just tell us the titles of some classes.
The classes are Introduction to Sociology, International Culture and Diversity, Race and Ethnicity, and Introduction to Gender Studies. So those four classes are the core. And then students can take two other electives from a wide variety of classes across the university. That includes classes in history, criminology, political science, education, library science, and nursing. Our goal is to have a class, you know, in the certificate program from every discipline in the university. So every single major at MSU can, you know, take, you know, get the certificate with a class in their topical major.
And as students are graduating, are they finding this a marketable kind of piece of information to put on a resume as employers are looking at those?
Yes, I've taught the sociology capstone course for years and years and years, so I've spent a lot of time with students helping them develop their resumes and cover letters and thinking about grad school. And it's hard for students when they don't necessarily have a lot of work experience. There isn't a lot for them to put on their resumes. Mm-hmm. So the cultural competency certificate is just a wonderful thing for them to be able to put on there that shows they have a useful skill that's valuable to employers, because we are indeed a more and more diverse world as we get into the second decade of the 21st century.
Dr. Barton, thank you so much for telling us about this program of study. We appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Dr. Bernadette Barton, Professor of Sociology and Coordinator of MSU's Cultural Competency Certificate. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Getting set for the second half. Morehead State on top over Lindenwood, 36-25. If the Eagles can finish off this victory, they'll finish at least with a share of the OVC's regular season title, meaning Morehead State will have won back-to-back regular season crowns in the OVC for the first time since 1956 and 57. And Drew Barnett, as you look at the second half, what do you think Morehead State needs to do to close it out?
Really just,
really just maybe pick up the defensive intensity a little bit. Like, again, they're shooting way over their average, and they've gotten some good looks that they normally don't get. But offensively, you kind of like what you've seen so far. The ball movement's been good, some pretty good offensive rebounds. Drew Thelwell with an amazing 7 assists in the first half. So, I mean, they're doing a lot of things right, just maybe tighten up the defense a little bit.
Well, when you talk about Drew Thelwell, he now needs only 13 assists to set the single-season record at Morehead State, which was set back in 07-08 by Nick Stojakovic. 204 was that total. Mm-hmm. And right now, Drew with 192 on the year. And so he's closing in.
Right. You hope that he gets several more games and opportunities to do that, both next week and the week after.
Yes, absolutely. Again, the score, 36-25. Morehead State leads Lindenwood. Your second half is coming up on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions in Linex of Morehead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Morehead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64, Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
We're back at Johnson Arena. Morehead State on top of Lindenwood 36-25 as we start the second half. No other scores from men's play around the OVC. The other games are Little Rock hosting Tennessee Tech, Tennessee State at UT Martin, SIU Edwardsville visiting Western Illinois, and Southeast Missouri at Southern Indiana.
Yeah.
Let's check the lineup for Lindenwood. It's McDaniel, Cole, Ruffin, Bean, and Heyman. Morehead State sending out E.I. Yemi, along with Thomas, Thelwell, Minix, and I'm sure Lathan, who generally is the last one to go out on the court.
Right. And if you're wondering who you need to root for in those games, Morehead State fans here for Tennessee State and Tennessee Tech.
MSU will have the ball to open the second stanza as Thomas will be the inbounder right in front of us at center court. Drops it into Thelwell. He'll be checked by Bean, who backpedals as Drew comes across the timeline to the right hash. He'll leave it there for Thomas coming around. Thomas has it knocked out of his hands, but got it back. Skips it out front to Lathan. Turns left off the screen from EIME. Jump and shoot from 19. Back of the rim. No rebound. Kicks free throw line. Out to Ruffin. All the way down the floor on Lathan. Spun away from him. Got to the goal. Puts up the short shot. Blocked away by EIME. Will be called for a goaltend.
Okay, so, and the lead back down the single digits after that. So 36-27.
Ruffin with the basket. He's got 4 points. Here comes Thelwell down central, right to left across the timeline, down the middle. He looks against that man-to-man. Yemi trying to set a screen now, takes the ball, bounce to his left to Thomas. High right, Thelwell, cross-court Thomas, catch and shoot three. Bangs off the rim, no. Baseline right, offensive board, Minix on Cole. He'll play it down, come left. Fake, put it up and in off the glass.
That was almost an assist. Minix has been huge in the post, both on the glass and points in the paint.
15 for Minix. 38-27, MSU. Ruffin, right wing, coming back for it. Bean, angles in, cut off outside the arc by Thomas to the right block, extended on McDaniel in EIME. He spins around into the right, takes it to the goal, and lays it in. McDaniel with 4. Had to sit most of the first half with foul trouble. Thelwell across the line, 38-29 MSU. Bounce right hash to Thomas. Thomas, straight away, EIME, bounce to his left, right behind him. Thelwell for the basketball. He'll bring it back up top to the point. Work it to Thomas, right angle drive. He got to the hole, puts it up off the window, off the rim and in. Wow, nice drive by Khalil, who's in the double figures with 11
really
points.
Was.
Good strong drive.
Yeah, he's had a great game.
40-29, the lead again. double digits for Morehead State. Heyman controls at the right arc on Latham. Uses his arm to push off, comes left with it, bounce to the right block, McDaniel on Eiemi. Plays it back out to Cole straight away. He's open from three-point land and nothing but net. I think they're going to give him just two.
Okay.
Yeah, his foot was just inside the line, so he's got 14.
Well, they appear to have given him three, so okay. Lead down to eight.
Okay. Three for Cole, he's got 15. Right hash, Lathan. Thelwell comes off the screen from Minix back to Riley High, right far sideline, Thomas. 12 on the timer to Lathan between the circles. Lathan coming in on Ruffin. Takes it left to the lane. Straight away, Minix fakes. Comes free throw line, driving the lane. Has it ripped out of his hands as he tries to get up to the basket. And a foul going against Heyman. Heyman with his second foul and the first of the half on Lindenwood. They'll call this a shooting situation for Riley Minix. Line left where he gets two. Minix, 15 points in the game, 3 of 5 at the line. And the first free throw, nothing but net.
Yeah, 15 points, 7 rebounds, and there's still 17 minutes to play.
So he has a chance to get another double-double. Eiemi out, Miles in for Morehead State. Minix, 16 markers, looking for number 17. Bounces it down, free throw up and in. 17 for Riley, Morehead State up 42-32. Back inside the half-court line to defend as coming across is Ruffin on Latham. MSU man-to-man. Ruffin on the drive to the lane. Got to the hole all the way down. Blocked from behind, though, by Minix. Minix will do it himself up the floor to the offensive end. Near wing to Thelwell. He'll turn it back to the right side. Latham open from three-point land. Bottom of the iron, no. Right block rebound, Lindenwood Ruffin.
Latham will just let it fly.
Had a tough day offensively. Yeah. Only 3 points. Ruffin to Cole, wide left. Far hash, Bean turning right on Thomas. Stands wide right. Now starts in free throw line. No shot there. High right, McDaniel. Back out to Bean. High left to Cole. Driving on Minix to the baseline. Got to the goal. Now double team there. No place to go. Fires it out to the far side to Bean. Three to shoot. Puts up a scoop shot high off the window and in.
Yeah, I don't know how that went in. That was really good defense. Then he drove the basket and threw it up high off the glass, and it went in. So lead still only at 8.
Thelwell at the left side. Comes free throw line. Got to the lane. Now bounces it back out. Minix for 3. It'll rattle and go. Riley now at 20. His average.
That's a good average.
Well, it's came in as number 2 in the OVC, so that is pretty good. 45-34, Morehead State. Thank you for that insightful comment.
Yes.
Rough and high left, back to the hash, Bean for it. Bean on Thomas, driving the angle, got to the lane, tries the scoop shot, blocked away by Thomas and Minix. One of them will get a foul. And this will be Thomas, his second, first of the half on the Eagles. And we have a timeout on the floor, and we'll step aside with 15:52 remaining in this ball game at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 45, Lindenwood 34. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The big box stores can't compare with the convenience, friendly service, and savings you'll find at Allen's IGA. USDA boneless beef sirloin tip roast is only $4.99 a pound. Marie Callender's pot pies and bowls are just $3. And speaking of $3, the 3-pound bag of clementines and Caracara navel oranges are only $3. Huge savings are yours at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead.
IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
Morehead State on top over Lindenwood, 45-34, with 15:52 still left to go at Johnson Arena. Final home game of the year, final regular season game. OVC tournament starts next Wednesday in Evansville. The MSU women won earlier today against Lindenwood by a score of 72-59. They're going. They just don't know what seed yet.
Yes. So, again, you know, that'll all be decided by this evening when all the games are over. Also, the final chicken dance of the year, Chuck.
Yes, all good things must come to an end.
And all things must
all
come
things
to
in this case.
Yes.
Well, Morehead State will have an 11-point lead as we get back on the floor. This is going to be a baseline, but I thought they'd give Lindenwood free throw.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Bean inbounds, and it's knocked away by Minix, who can't save it in near the right hash mark in the Morehead State defensive end.
Yeah.
Nearly had a steal going the other way as he stepped in front of Ruffin.
Right. Came over and said hello to us. So
Joy Gooding, Larry yeah. Gooding's wife,
right.
got to meet Riley Minix up close and personal.
Yeah.
Bean between the circles. Larry, one of the photographers here. He's from Fleming County.
Yeah.
Good guy. Left wing, Ruffin has it, fakes the shot, looks with 10 to shoot. Dancing there, yo-yos it down and goes out to Cole between the circles. Right wing, Bean. He'll curl left, out to the top of the key off the screen. He'll fire a three, in and out, no fight for the rebound. Ruffin has it inside, spins it out to the left side to Johnson. Johnson to the block on Fellwell. Now Miles on the double comes over. Straight away, Bean, right side to Ruffin. 10 to shoot. He'll drive the angle. He got around Ricks. Wrap around lip with the left hand. It's in. That was too easy.
Yeah, and if you look at that possession, there was the foul. Then there was the near turnover. And then there was that. So, and again, lead back down the nine.
Fellwell, high right with the dribble. Lindenwood man-to-man. Bounce out top. Miles left arc. Ricks. Ricks one bounce to his right. Free throw line. Fellwell. Fellwell, right block, skips it off to Minix from the lane, puts up the one-hand shot, no, missed it, got his own rebound, baseline left with the right hand, it's in.
Apparently Minix just with 22 now.
Yeah. If he's not OVC Player of the Year, there should be a congressional investigation.
Right.
Johnson on the move to the free throw line, spins in the lane, puts up the short shot over Miles, who may have deflected it. Shot yeah. missed, rebound Ricks, Morehead State up 47-36. 14:28 to go. Fellwell runs the left arc. Comes back to his right. Miles trying to set a screen for him. He'll go to the right block. Shovel up a shot. Side of the rim, no. Rebound cleared off Lindenwood. Bean midcourt, left sideline. Cole. Cole stops. Jump inside. Wide open. Johnson for the layup.
And that was more or less a transition basket, Chuck. Morehead just hadn't even gotten back in on defense yet.
47-38, Morehead State. Fellwell to the right arc, straight away Miles. Left to right behind him, Ricks with a handoff on Heyman. Near side, catch and shoot three. Thomas puts it in. Do they count it? I think Miles may be with an illegal screen.
Yeah, off the ball to spring.
Yep,
Thomas
and
open.
No basket.
So,
third foul on Miles.
Third foul on him, and it wipes out the three-point shot.
Second foul on Morehead State, and we have a media timeout, so guess what? You get to listen to some commercials. 13:51 to go in the ballgame. Morehead State leads Lindenwood 47-38. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
47-38, Moorhead State by 9 over Lindenwood with 13:51 left to go in this ball game. Talking about Moorhead State out of the OVC tournament next week, the seeding to be determined. MSU can, if it wins today, at least share the OVC championship in the regular season.
Yeah, they're guaranteed at least a share of it. But if both Little Rock and UT Martin win, they would be third after all of the tiebreakers.
Yeah.
So
for the seeding.
Yeah, for the seeding. One of those teams will need to lose in order for Moorhead to move up to second and get the double bye into the semis.
Well, that's fine. They need to lose, though.
Yeah, they need to lose.
Someone needs to talk to them about that. You got to lose this one.
Right. We need to. And we're rooting for Tennessee Tech and Tennessee State today.
Let me make you another. You can't refuse.
Yeah. So Lindenwood inbounds, baseline left to go 94 feet, trailing by 9 points. Moorhead State has Ricks, Minix, Lathan, Thelwell, and Iaimi on the floor. Ruffin will walk it up. Waiting for him as he crosses the line is Minix. Ruffin toward the right arc, down the sideline to Heyman. Heyman curls left, back behind to McDaniel, far side Ruffin. MSU man-to-man, high right Cole on Ricks. And now something away from the ball. Yeah. Is this on Lathan? Or no, it's on Iaimi away from the ball.
Yeah.
And Iaimi with his second.
I actually didn't see it. Chuck, I was watching the ball, but I guess a little too much contact underneath.
Third foul, Moorhead State. Reset the timer at 20. Williams inbounds, baseline right. Looks inside. Instead to the right corner, he goes to Heyman. Covered by Minix. Wants to play it down, does so. Tries to bang his way to the block instead. Bounces it there to Cole, who's triple-teamed. High right, Heyman, three ball, put up side of the rim. No, floor rebound, and hustling for it. Ruffin, he'll bring it back to the right corner. Drive on Minix to the lane. Spin to his right, fake once, and then fire it back out to Cole. 12 to shoot, Cole. High right from 20, air ball, and Heyman has it for
that,
Lindenwood.
The shot
again.
Clock did reset. It should not have. Moorhead State with the ball now. And those were just hustle rebounds. They just out-hustled Moorhead State to get the third and fourth chances.
Minix had the ball after he got that air ball. The Thelwell drew, driving, penetrating, turns right, shovels up a shot, back of the rim, no. Iaimi had the rebound momentarily, off his hands, out of bounds, baseline left to Lindenwood. Good idea by Drew. He got close and just couldn't finish. Thelwell sitting at 9 assists for the day to go along with 6 points.
Yeah, and that should have been one there.
47-38, Moorhead State by 9. Ruffin between the circles, standing dribble there on Minix. 15 to shoot. Coming to his right, to his left toward the far elbow. Now back outside on the wing at the arc. Moves in, free throw line, got a screen, jump, shoot, miss, left block, rebound, Iaimi for MSU to Thelwell. Got the shot they wanted, and they didn't sink it either. Drew Thelwell, offensive end, straight away, comes left, turns right. Minix high left, wants Iaimi, now the ball knocked out of his hand, stolen by Cole, who bangs at midcourt with Minix at the right sideline, and Riley picks up foul number 3.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Cole is off to the races.
Right, and Riley a little bit frustrated with himself for turning it over, I think. But
he'll come out.
Yeah.
Morton and Thomas in for Moorhead. Minix and Thelwell take a break.
Yeah, we certainly saw Morton get a lot of minutes the other night.
12-10 to go, Moorhead by 9. Midcourt, near side, Ruffin drops it backside to Williams, who comes across on Lathan. Williams, far wing, Ruffin. Ruffin pitches it back out. McDaniel, high right, coming for it. Williams, wide right off the double screen up top, taking it left of the lane, spin move in the lane. The seven-footer clangs off, no. Baseline right, the rebound. Lathan, MSU. Jordan Lathan to the offensive end. Right hash, Morton. Jerome back to the far hash, and Lathan, who comes up the sideline to take it. Lathan down the left wing, coming back for Thomas, out to Ricks on the hop. 14 to shoot, left elbow, Iaimi, Lathan behind him. 10 to shoot, 9 to shoot. Ball knocked out of his hands. Bounce inside. Off the leg of McDaniel. He was trying to get the ball to Iyemi. Yeah. It was wide open baseline left.
Yeah, had it gotten through all that traffic, it would have been a wide open dunk. But a kickball here, so Morehead State will get a fresh 20. And we're lead still at 9. It feels like this game has been within a 3-point window for the last 20 minutes of play. It's been between 9 and 12.
Morton, new inbound. Looking. Got it to Iyemi at the block. He'll power in there, put up a shot. Blocked by McDaniel. Take it away, Lindenwood, Bean. Bean, right sideline, front court. Bounce ahead to McDaniel. At the baseline, put up and blocked by Lathan out of bounds.
And Morehead State will get the ball.
I'm not exactly sure what happened there, but Morehead State's getting it. Lathan got a deflection. And may have just gone off the shooter.
Yeah, we haven't had any points at all for either team in over 3 minutes.
Lathan the other way against the man-to-man. Bounce high left to Rick. Slap back out to Lathan. Lathan, right angle drive. Jump and shoot from 15 off the window and in.
Man, that is a great-looking shot just off the window and in. That is really hard to defend or block.
5 for Jordan Lathan. Morehead State's lead 11, 49-38 with 10:50 left to go inside the line. Williams waving a man over. Now here's a steal by Morton nearly at the far hash mark. He had it. Dropped it. It rolled out of bounds. Otherwise, he's off to the races.
Right.
And guess what? We've got a timeout. 10:47 to play at Johnson Arena. Your score, it's Morehead State 49, Lindenwood 38. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
49-38. Morehead State leads Lindenwood with 10:47 to go at Johnson Arena. Inside the number, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Morehead State shooting 43% to Lindenwood's. Well, wait. Drew is magically working the computer screen in front of us. This is your laptop, pal. Well,
right, yeah. I'm not doing any magic here. I'm magically messing it up. Okay.
Morehead State 6 of 15 outside the arc, 7 of 11 from the free throw line. Winning the rebounding battle, 26 to 23. Lindenwood left hash inbound, 18 to shoot. Left of the emblem. He works it off to Bean. Bean driving on Morton, the runner, right of the lane from 7, missed it. Left block rebound, Morehead State's Jordan Lathan. He'll bring it to the offensive side. Back it up on the skip to Morton. Morton looks over the traffic. Comes high left against the man-to-man. Bounces it back out to Iyemi. Left to right out front for Thomas. Back to Morton at the right side cross court. Thomas, catch and shoot three. Rims off, no. He had a good look just to put it down. Cole, the rebound will come the other way down the far side to the offensive end. In on Morton. He tries to bully his way in there, now doubling his Iyemi to Bean. It goes out to Ruffin, top of the key. Spins high right. Williams, right block. McDaniel, they double him. Down low with it. For the layup is Tommy Williams, and he scores.
And again, just sort of picking apart the Morehead defense and getting an open look in the paint. That's their first field goal in a while. I think they've been empty on their last six possessions prior to that.
MSU by 9. Ricks straight away. Left elbow, Iyemi. McDaniel back off. Right behind him comes Lathan, driving to the left block. In traffic, puts up a wild shot. Iyemi, quadruple team, got the rebound. He's tied up.
Yeah.
He was trying to go back up, and they're going to call a jump ball possession line to Lindenwood.
Yeah, and it was a good rebound by Iyemi, but he just couldn't corral it all the way, and it ended up getting tied up. So, and Lindenwood continuing to battle. And you get the sense that they're not going to wave the white flag at any point.
Miles and Thelwell in, Morton and Iyemi out for MSU. 49-40, Morehead State. The Eagles are one of their last seven from the field.
Yes.
Here comes Bean to the timeline and a cross on Thomas. Bean slowly toward the right hash and inside it. Coming left, wide left, Johnson. 17 on the timer. Johnson at the left wing on Ricks. Trying to back his way to the lane. Turns to his left. Got to the baseline. Reverse layup. Try off the glass and through.
And the lead just 7 now for Morehead State. And the scoring drought continuing.
Thelwell will try to get the offense going at the other end with 9 minutes to play. Thomas controls. Skips it out to the logo. Ricks. Ricks. High left. Miles. Miles on Cole. Coming up the arc. Thelwell takes a handoff. Tries to angle in, got to the goal, to the baseline. Near side, Ricks open from three-point land, yes.
And Morehead State needed that one. Ricks can hit those. He struggled from the outside today, but he got that one to drop.
5 points for Eddie, 52-42 Morehead State. Williams, inside the line, holds the ball on his left hip on Lathan. MSU plays it man-to-man. Far side, Johnson. Johnson driving on Miles to the left elbow, backs it up outside the arc. Now outside the left block, it goes to Cole, and a reach-in foul on Eddie Ricks, his first personal. And number 5 on Morehead State as Minix comes in for Ricks.
Yeah.
Riley with those 3 fouls set out for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, he did. He was on the bench for a minute there. But back in the game with 8:24 to go.
New 20 in the shot clock, left baseline inbound. Offensive end, Williams throws it all the way out near the timeline. Leaping catch there by Johnson, and now Williams out to take the handoff from him. He'll float to the left hash and down the sideline, try to get to the baseline on Thomas. Spin move, one-hander from 5, rims off, no. Lathan took the rebound away from Thomas and Williams. And Morehead State with it, Thelwell. Drew slowly across the timeline down central. Works near the top of the arc, backs it up a step. Comes right, looks for Riley Minix, high left. Riley on the move. Near corner, Thomas, 13 to shoot. Left block, well extended. Minix turns to the baseline, comes to the hole, lays it up, off the glass, off the rim. No, with 7 to shoot. Whistle foul, he'll get 2 free throws. And let's see who the foul's on. Looks like it's going to go on Johnson. Nate Johnson with his 2nd foul, and only the 2nd of the half on the Lions, and that takes us to immediate timeout with 7:47 to play in this ball game at Johnson Arena. Your score, it's Morehead State 52, Lindenwood 42. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's 4th largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Morehead State leads Lindenwood by 10, 52-42 with 7:47 remaining in this game at Johnson Arena. MSU led by 11 at halftime, 36-25, and Lindenwood's been as close as 7 in this half. Morehead State has gotten back out to double figures. Lindenwood sending out Johnson, along with, it looks like, Heyman, Bean, Williams, and Cole.
Yeah, and not a lot of points in the second half, 17-16. It's been low scoring, but Morehead State's maintained that range between basically 8 and 12 points the whole way.
Minix line left for two after being fouled in the act. Free throw on the way. Kicks out, no good. Riley sitting at 22 points.
Yeah, and he's just 5 of 8 from the free throw line. You mentioned one of the better shooters in the conference.
Well, it's make up 6 of 9, yeah. 23 points from Minix. Morehead State by 11. Williams to the left arc. Bean. Bounce out front to Heyman to his left, guarded by Thelwell. Heyman high left to Cole between the circles. Driving on Minix, behind the back dribble, left block to the baseline to the goal, reverse layup, he scores.
And
Cole now with 17, he's got 5 in the second half.
Lindenwood continuing to battle. These kids came to play.
Thelwell off the double screen out front, head of the key, Miles. Looking for Thomas, who was grabbed, wide left to Thelwell. 17 on the timer. Thelwell, free throw line. Miles back behind him. Thelwell takes the handoff left to right. He'll drive right baseline to the goal with a scoop and score. 8 points for Drew Thelwell, who saw the alley and got down it for two.
He's had a good game.
55-44 Morehead. Bean at the left hash. Thomas fronting him. He'll turn right off a screen. High right backboard. Williams, 16 to shoot. Williams on Lathan. Wants Johnson instead. He'll drive it down the left wing straight away. Johnson takes the pass and fires up a three. Spins off the cylinder. No good. Right block rebound to Morehead State's Khalil Thomas. Thomas to Thelwell with 6:29 to play. Thelwell bounce high left. Minix back to the goal. Back to the right side. Thelwell tries to drive the angle. Got a screen. Kicks it left side outside the arc. Lathan, he got to the baseline. Turns to his right, fights to the lane, goes baseline right, tries to put up a shot, blocked away, whistle foul, he'll get 2 free throws.
Yeah.
And that's Tommy Williams with just his first foul of the ball game and only the 3rd for the Lindenwood Lions in the second half.
Yeah, Williams not happy with the call. There was a lot of ball on that, I must admit, Chuck, but they got the whistle and Lathan's at the line for 2.
Lathan with only 5 points today, averages 16, he's 1 of 2 at the stripe, he'll have 2 charity tosses here. First one on the way, soft touch and a good result. As McDaniel in for Williams for Lindenwood and head coach Kyle Gerdman. Gerdman very familiar with the OVC. We talked about him. He went to college at Southeast Missouri State.
Mm-hmm.
Lathan, a deep breath, a bounce, a look, and here's the next free throw, up and in.
Yeah, in a couple years, I think you're going to see this program at a much more competitive level.
7 points, Lathan. Morehead State up 57-44. 13-point bulge, biggest of the afternoon for MSU. Johnson, right arc. Right baseline. Cole to the hole. Missed the short shot. Goes down. No call. Minix the rebound. Got it to Thelwell at the left wing. Pitch back behind him to Thomas. Straight away, Thelwell. He'll drive the lane. The left-hand scoop. Missed the shot. Whistle foul.
Yeah, and this should send Drew to the line. Just the 4th foul on Lindenwood with just under 6 to play.
Gerdman calls timeout, the head coach of Lindenwood. See who that foul's on before we... It's going to go on Keenan Cole, his 2nd. And the 4th on Lindenwood. And I believe we have a full timeout.
Yeah.
Looks like we do. 5:57 to play in the ball game here at LST Johnson Arena in Morehead, Kentucky. OVC action, Morehead State 57, Lindenwood 44. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Preferred Equipment has been America's number one name in farm, ranch, and rodeo equipment for over 50 years. Equipment bearing the Preferred name is crafted to make chores faster, safer, and easier for both the cow and the cowboy. Hinton Mills continues to be Kentucky's most trusted Preferred dealer. Stop in at any of Hinton Mills' 6 locations to see Preferred squeeze chutes, palp cages, sweep systems, working alleys, and panels. No one knows Preferred livestock equipment better than the Hinton Mills team and our Preferred certified employees. Hinton Mills, your authorized Preferred dealer.
The big box stores can't compare with the convenience, friendly service, and savings you'll find at Allen's IGA. USDA bone-in pork sirloin roast is just $1.49 a pound. 2 8-ounce packs of Sargento shredded or natural sliced cheese is only $5. The large 48-ounce carton of Dean's Country Fresh ice cream, just $4. Huge savings are yours at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Well, at the line, just missed a free throw. We'll have a second. Morehead State leads 57-44 with under 6 minutes to play in the game over Lindenwood. Second free throw left short off the rim. Free throw line rebound off the hardwood. McDaniel for the Lions to Bean. Bean at the right hash, cutting left, top of the key, leave it there. Cole, far side, Johnson angles in, back out to McDaniel, top of the arc. He'll drive the right wing, leave it in the corner. Johnson around for a three, bangs it off the rim, no. Yeah. Inside the paint, the rebound, Morehead State's Khalil Thomas.
Yeah, nobody going to the glass that time for Lindenwood. They had been really crashing it.
Delwell dancing, leaves it out front, Miles. Right hash, coming up the sideline, Lathan. Out to Thelwell. He'll work up top, high right to Minix. 12 to shoot, far side Thomas. Driving the baseline, shoves off with his left forearm as he shoved Heyman out of the way to get free for a shot. That's an offensive foul on Khalil Thomas, his third personal. The Morehead State team 6.
Yeah.
Just roughing back in for Lindenwood. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
He just extended that arm a little too much.
Well, the defender went flying back down the left baseline about 10 feet, so maybe just a little.
Yeah, just a little too much.
Bean works up top. Dancing left of the logo. Standing dribble there. Runs off the screen for McDaniel. Tries to angle in. Throws it down low. McDaniel tried to slam it down on the alley-oop. Took a hip check from Miles. Missed the shot, but Deontay with a foul, his fourth, will send him to the line. And Morehead State, I think, just put Lindenwood in the bonus zip. They did. That's team foul number 7 on Morehead State, as we talked about Deontay with 4.
Yeah, and I don't know about that one. I mean, there was contact, but you could argue that it was mostly initiated by him going up into the air to try and dunk the ball. They're always going to call that on the defense. Like, what are you supposed to do?
McDaniel at the line for 2. The lefty's first one is in. He now owns 5 points in the game, averages 7. That was his first free throw of the day. He is 63% from the charity stripe this season. McDaniel will get ready for the second one. Pops it and missed it. Left block rebound tap. Miles to Minix inside the lane. Good job of boxing out by Deontay
really
Miles. Thomas has it. Leaves it out front to his right. Minix, left elbow, Miles. 17 on the timer. Thelwell left to right, comes out for it. Left to the lane. He'll back out, shoot a three, slam!
Yeah.
And now he's got a double-double. He's got 11 points to go along with 10 assists.
Right.
His first double-double of the season.
Yeah. And again, it's just great seeing him out there and seeing him get that kind of production after the injury.
Morehead with a 15-point lead, biggest of the day. They'll retreat into their man-to-man defense as Bean comes left of the lane. Looks for help toward the far corner, Ruffin. Back to the hash, Bean. Bean turns right, comes free throw line, driving the lane. Baseline runner from 5, missed everything. Air ball taken down by Lathan for Morehead State. To Thelwell with 4:05 to play. Morehead by 15. Thelwell at the left arc. Free throw line, Miles. Left to right behind him, Thelwell. Far side, open. Thomas, catch and shoot three, in and out. No, Minix offensive rebound inside the lane. Up top, Thelwell, right hash Thomas, and out to Minix at the logo. Left of the logo, Thelwell controls on Bean. 10 to shoot. Drew turns left, near side Minix. He'll drive to left baseline, pushes off on Cole. Faden, fire from 16. Uh-uh. Near the left baseline, roughing the rebound for Lindenwood. He'll hustle offensive end, left to right. Cut off, high right by Lathan. Bounce down the right arc. Cole fakes on Minix. Got to the block. Turns to the baseline. Double team. Tries to shovel up a shot. Blocked away out of bounds. Oh, foul on Morehead State.
Yeah.
They bailed him out there.
Yeah,
he was in a bad position on that shot. Two free throws coming up for Cole, and Riley Minix picked up his fourth foul with 3:21 to go. And a timeout on the floor, and we'll step aside. 3:21 to play at Johnson Arena. Morehead State by 15 over Lindenwood, 60-45. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Three 3:21 left to go in this ball game at Johnson Arena. Morehead State leads by 15 over Lindenwood, 60-45. Going inside some of the numbers, Morehead State led by Riley Minix with 23 points. Drew Thelwell and Khalil Thomas also in double figures with 11. Morehead State shooting 43% from the field, 8 of 19 outside the arc, 10 of 17 at the line. Out-rebounding Lindenwood, 35-26. Lindenwood getting 17 points from Keenan Cole. They're only shooting 39% from the field. Cole is at the line after being dubiously fouled, I will say, on that last play. He'll get a couple of free throws. He's got, as we said, 17 points. 3 of 3 at the line, make him 4-4.
And that ends a four-minute scoring drought for Lindenwood and cuts the lead to 14. We just need to get to the finish line.
Yeah. And look ahead to the OVC tournament
right
next week.
That's what we need to start doing.
Cole with the next one, launches with a right hand and puts it down. 19 for him, one above his average. Full court pressure by Lindenwood, down by 13. Lathan backside will be working it up on Johnson at the right sideline, gets across the timeline to the far side of the emblem. Turns left, comes to the near side of the logo. Bounce back out front to his right, Thelwell. Drew dancing right, far side Ricks fakes, driving baseline. Eddie backs up, shoots from 17. Jumper is good.
Yeah. Oh, I love it when Eddie's hitting his jump shots.
7 for Eddie Ricks. Morehead State up 62-47 with under 3 minutes to play. Oh, I like it too.
Yeah. Preston's a fan of it.
Everybody loves Morehead State. McDaniel on the drive, left of the key, hands it back to the elbow. Bean high, right, Cole. Catch, shoot, 3, no. Rebound. With the left hand high in the air, Morehead State's Khalil Thomas.
And Lindenwood not going to the glass on their last couple of possessions. Are you getting a sense that they're finally sort of backing off?
Thelwell on the move, driving by Bean. He'll scoop, miss it, off the side of the glass. Bean takes down the board for Lindenwood, skips it ahead offensive end to Ruffin, who got away from Ricks. He'll drive the lane, got it back to the trailing Cole, has the ball taken out of his hands by Thomas, who's tied up, but Morehead State owns the possession light.
So Morehead State will keep, or will get it, I guess. It was Lindenwood's ball with 2:13 to go.
And here comes Riley Minix in for Eddie Ricks.
Yeah.
Riley comes back out there with four fouls. He and Miles each with four. Morehead State, 18 fouls and a half to four for Lindenwood. Thomas will inbound, full court pressure from the Lions. Now they peel off as Lathan will work it up on Ruffin. Lindenwood man-to-man. Lathan across the timeline. Works it high left to Thelwell. Thelwell pitches it back out of the bounce to Miles. Right wing Thomas. Right block extended. Minix. Minix fighting his way in there. They triple team him. He'll turn. Try to dump a pass down low. Ball was tipped.
Yeah.
And they're going to give it to Morehead State baseline left. A Lindenwood player apparently deflected it.
Right. Most, everyone on the court, including Morehead State, thought it was all it was Lindenwood's ball. But, yeah, it looked like he was trying to pass it into the post and there was no one there. But I think you're right. It was just deflected. Referee's going to take a look at this as the teams go to the bench.
With 1:49 left to go, Morehead State by 15.
Right.
It's been kind of a hard-fought 15-point
lead. Yeah, it has. And Lindenwood's, like, their effort has been up to 11. We talked about some of the struggles that any transitional program faces. They're going through that right now. I think as soon as they're through that, we're going to see them much more competitive within the conference.
Yeah, same thing for Southern Indiana.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Southern Indiana had a good season last year, but
yeah,
that's because they returned five starters from the year before.
Right.
They were rebuilding this year with only one starter coming back.
Right, and how do you replace those when you're on probation for 3 years?
Yeah.
It's kind of a, it is a steep mounting going through the four-year transitional period.
Yeah.
And Lindenwood, again, is going through that. I don't think you're going to see them ninth or tenth in the league for very long once they are through it.
And with Stan Gerard as a coach, I think USI will be a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, absolutely.
As well.
USI is going to be, that was a great addition. In the footprint, they take basketball seriously. It's in a good market. I think they're going to do real well.
Nice facility to play ball in. Never been there in Evansville.
Yeah.
They don't play at the downtown arena, by the
no.
way, where the tournament will be, but they have their own facility on
right.
campus. It's very nice.
It's very nice. The downtown arena, home of the Aces in the Missouri Valley Conference.
62-47, Morehead State with 1:47 to go. They've given Lindenwood the basketball. They changed the call. Bean moves in, free throw line, jumper, side of the rim, no.
Yeah.
Rolls off to Riley Minix for Morehead State.
And
Riley has got a double-double with 23 points, 13 rebounds, 9 straight games with a double-double. Thelwell offensive end lost the dribble.
Miles got away with a moving screen. That
Thelwell, right wing Thomas, 12 to shoot, 1:22 to play. Right block well extended. Minix on Johnson, size mismatch. Riley backing in, plays it back out to Thelwell, 3 to shoot, the long triple, and he drains it!
And that extends the lead to 18, but that doesn't indicate how hardly fought this game was for about 35 minutes.
14 points for Thelwell. Cole has it on Minix up top. He'll drive on Riley. Left block to the goal with a scoop and a miss.
Yeah.
Miles the rebound, Morehead State with 51 seconds to go.
And Lindenwood not fouling, not extending the game.
Lathan to drive and a dunk baseline.
Yeah.
Right with a two-hand slam.
And that'll extend the lead to, I believe, 20.
67-47. Lathan with 9.
Yeah.
36 seconds to go, 23 to shoot. Bean, right of the lane, jump shoot over Miles from 10, and he connects.
Yeah, shot 31 seconds to go, so the shot clock not off yet. Even with that, you wonder, is Morehead State even going to take a shot on this possession?
Don't need to.
They
a
don't
timeout
need
taken
to.
On the floor. I'm not
yeah.
sure if going to get some other players in the ballgame. That's the reason
right.
for the timeout. It's,
and it is Lindenwood's last game. It might just be sort of a moment for them. Or did we call that or did they? I thought they did. And again, I think it was to get some.
Yeah, they've got one timeout left.
Yeah.
So yes, it was a Lindenwood timeout. Morehead State making
right.
some wholesale changes. George Marshall coming in along with Jerome Morton, Zaki Ayemi. We'll check the rest of the lineup as they get out there. Let's see.
Yeah.
Lindenwood is sending out McDaniel, Bean, Ruffin, Cole, and Johnson. 31.3 seconds to go. Ricks, Marshall, Morton, Brady Dingus, and Iami. First time we've seen Brady today.
Yeah. And a big hand for the seniors and the starters, and rightfully so.
Morton down central, right to left. threw the logo. Offensive end Johnson back way off. Lindenwood waving the white flag of surrender.
And Morehead State, I do not think they're going to take a shot, so it will be a turnover. We've stopped the game, so...
There's a wet spot on the floor outside the right hash, and Miles is going to come back in there for EIME, so... We'll give EIME one last hurrah in for Lindenwood. We've got R.J. Ory, a 5'9 freshman from O'Fallon, Missouri, also coming in.
Yeah.
Will be Jeremiah Talton, who played earlier.
Yeah, George Marshall about to inbound the ball here.
Right hash to the midcourt line to Morton. 15 seconds to go. One more on, or one less rather, on the shot clock. Jerome's just going to dribble it out and take a shot clock violation.
And that'll be another turnover, technically, for Morehead State, but one you're not really worried about.
It comes
good
with
call
a second
there
goal.
By the referee.
Yep, on right top on top of
that. Right on top of that one.
1 second to play a ball game. Lindenwood inbounds. Contest over.
Yeah.
Morehead State a winner. Your final score, Morehead State wins its third straight heading into the OVC tournament. The Eagles knock off Lindenwood by a final of 67-49. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. We'll be back to start our post-game report here on the Eagles Sports Network.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Well, Morehead State wins its final regular season game here at Johnson Arena, final regular season game period. Final score, MSU 67, Lindenwood 49. Attendance today at Johnson Arena, 2,777. With the victory, MSU 23-8 overall and ensuring a share, at least, of the regular season OVC title with a conference mark of 14-4. Same thing they had last year, by the way. For Lindenwood, the season ends with the Lions at 9-22 overall and finishing up in the OVC at 3-15. Drew Barnett, Morehead State, a solid performance today. We've seen them play a little bit better at times, but at the same time, Lindenwood came out motivated.
They really
Morehead
did.
State really playing an undermanned team, in a sense, with more talent than the Lions have.
Mm-hmm.
A good, solid performance. A good performance, I think, to take as you move forward into the OVC tournament.
Right, I agree with that. And I think that the OVC tournament may have been looming over this game in people's thoughts already, like, because it is such high stakes that sometimes when you got that as your next game, you tend to overlook the step in front of you. But I agree with that assessment. It was a pretty solid performance all around.
A lot of momentum, too. You have three straight victories going into the tournament.
Yeah.
And everyone is healthy at this point, too, for Morehead State.
Yeah.
So you will have the complete lineup out there for the MSU basketball team. During the conference season, Morehead State had to play 8 games without at least one of its starters.
Right. Yeah, so you feel good. I mean, you just hope that that remains intact during the conference tournament, that we're able to have everybody healthy, everybody out there, everybody contributing. And we hope to have the fans out there, too.
Yeah, obviously, it's always fun going to the tournament. Evansville only 4 hours away from Morehead, less than that possibly, maybe by a few minutes.
Yeah.
If you step on it a bit, but you don't have that recommendation from me because I don't want to make the local gendarmes upset. But at the same time, Morehead State, really a ball club worth watching this season. It's a fun basketball team. I've enjoyed this year immensely.
Yeah, and if we win that thing, it is just a great experience as a fan, as a player, as anything, to be there in person for the tournament, especially if we were to win the championship. So get yourself out there if you can.
Again, Morehead State wins it today at Johnson Arena, 67-49. We'll come back to take a look at all the numbers from this game as we continue our post-game report from Johnson Arena here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, 2 hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with 2 warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any 2 wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Morehead State, a winner, as we talked about, over Lendenwood at Johnson Arena this afternoon, 67-49. The Eagles will go into next week's OVC tournament with the seeding still to be determined at 23-8 overall, ending the conference season tied for first, most likely 14-4, the league record. And let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by our friends at Whitaker Bank. Again, the attendance today, 2,777. Lindenwood had one player in double figures, their star Keenan Cole. He picked up 19 points in this game. From there, you drop down to 8 points for Darius Bean and Nathan Johnson. 5 points for Jalen McDaniel. Colin Ruffin with 4. 3 points for Keith Heyman. 2 points for Tommy Williams. Lindenwood, 19 of 50 from the field, 38%, 3 of 14 outside the arc, just 21.4%, 8 of 9 at the free throw line, out-rebounded by MSU, 38-27. The Lions had 5 offensive rebounds. Their top rebounder today, we'll call that rebounders, Colin Ruffin and Darius Bean, each with 5. Lyndon Wood, 8 assists in the ball game to go along with 10 turnovers, 4 steals, 3 blocks. Looking at the Morehead State side of the worksheet, 3 players in double figures. Riley Minix, who also had a team-best 14 rebounds, had 23 points. So thus he has his 18th double-double of the season and also his 9th straight game with a double-double. He leads the OVC in double-doubles this year. Drew Thelwell, back off of a one-game injury, had 14 points. He also had a double-double, 14 points and 11 assists, his first double-double of the season. Khalil Thomas, 11 points for MSU. Jordan Latham with 9, 7 for Eddie Ricks, 3 points for Deontay Miles, Zach Iaimi, Jerome Morton, Brady Dingus, and George Marshall played but did not score. Morehead State 24 of 53 from the field, 45.3%, 9 of 20 outside the arc, just 10 of 17 at the free throw line, which is not quite 59%. Handily winning the rebounding battle, 38 to 27, Morehead State with 11 offensive boards to go along with 15 assists, 9 turnovers, 7 steals, 4 blocks, 2 of those by Riley Minix. Also earlier today, the MSU women got a victory on their final appearance on their home floor as they knocked off Lindenwood 72-59. Again, the men's final, 67-49, Morehead State. We'll come back with another segment to our post-game report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Morehead State wins over Lindenwood at Johnson Arena 67-49. Not sure we'll get a chance to talk to head coach Preston Spradlin because he's out there right now for the Senior Day celebration. You're having some pictures taken with the families and the players and the managers and the other staffers out there right now at the moment. You know, we'll try, but I don't want to promise you something that I'm not sure I can deliver. But we do have time right now to take a look at some of the other scores from around the OVC. Drew Thelwell also being honored for being the winningest player in Morehead State basketball. Player picked up number 90 today with his triumph today over Lindenwood.
Right. You mentioned the double-double, his first one of the season. When I see him after the game, I'm going to tell him he needs to hurt his wrist more often.
Don't.
Please. I'm going to tell him that. I'm not going to be serious.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Also in the OVC, a score that matters at halftime, Tennessee State on top of UT Martin.
Yeah.
In Martin, 43-40. Right now, Martin, one of the three teams tied atop the OVC, and with MSU and Little Rock.
Yes, Chuck, that game matters a lot. because it makes the difference as to whether we're going to start off in the quarters or the semifinals. And it's going to be a fatigue issue if we are to get to the championship game. So we are certainly rooting for Genesee State to win that game.
Talking about Little Rock, the Trojans at home late in the first half lead Tennessee Tech 29-16.
Yeah.
And the other score available to us early in the second half, Western Illinois at home leads SIU Edwardsville 42-36. Later on tonight, Southern Indiana hosting Southeast Missouri. Time now to name our NSU star of the game. And we'll go with two players. When you have two players who go for double-doubles, both of them deserve the honor. Riley Minix with 23 points and 14 rebounds. Drew Thelwell, 14 points, 11 assists, are Morehead State stars of the game. We'll come back with the final segment to our post-game report as we continue here at Side Court at Johnson Arena on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Morehead State, a doubleheader sweep over Lindenwood today at Johnson Arena. Earlier this afternoon, MSU's women scoring a 72-59 victory over the Lions. As for the Morehead State men, they won 67-49. And we'll look ahead to the OVC tournaments for both teams. We don't have the seedings as of yet. That information not available to us at the moment. But you can check MSUEagles.com to get those seedings, or OVCSports.com to get the seedings and the times as well.
Yeah, and yeah, we'll know the matchups, we'll know the schedules, we'll know all that tonight. And, you know, Matt Schabert and his crew, they do a great job getting that information out to everybody. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Special thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer for his great work back in the studio, Mr. Ian Corbin, and my partner on the broadcast today, Drew Barnett. I'm Chuck Mraz. Again, final score today from Johnson Arena. Morehead State wins over Lindenwood 67-49. Again, I'm Chuck Mraz. So long, everybody. Until next week at the OVC tournament from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linux of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.